This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Mabam. Welcome, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're up to Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. And we're continuing on a discussion that began on Lamed Vav Amed Beis. Eight lines from the bottom, that Rav Ashi said to Rav Oshia, the son of Rav Idi. Rav Ashi said to Rav Oshia, the son of Rav Idi, regarding a Mishnah, where Rav Shim Gamliel said that if you wait 30 days, then we know that a human being is not a Nephel. But if you did not wait 30 days, so it's a Suffolk. Now, if the child dies within 30 days, now this is talking about where the child was not born in full term, and the Yevama goes ahead and gets married. So the child may have been viable, the child may not have been viable. In other words, you didn't wait 30 days, so it's a suffix whether the child is viable or not. So if the child dies within 30 days and she gets married, Ravina said over in the name of Rava that even though if it's an Eishes Yisrael, she still needs Chalitza because maybe she might be Zakuk for a Yibum. But if it's an Eishes Kayin, you don't do Chalitza because you could assume that the child was viable because otherwise if you're going to require Chalitza, it's going to aser her to a Kayin. So in other words, if the person who married her was a Yisrael, then you do chalitza. If the person who married her was a kohen, you don't do chalitza. So Gemara says, Rav Masharshia Mishmei Derava Amar Achas Zu VeAchas Zu Choylatzes. Rav Masharshia, in the name of Rava, said both this one and that one you do chalitza, regardless of whether the husband is a Yisrael or is a kohen, you do chalitza. Why? Because Rav Masharshia doesn't buy this business that here you have a woman who's chayiv in chalitza and you're gonna let her go off without any chalitza due to the fact that her husband is a kohen. So Ravina said to Rav Masharshia, well, maybe. Ba'urta amar Rava hachi. In the evening, Rava said like you that she doesn't need chalitza. But Safra, that in other words, in the evening he said like you that if it's an Eishes Kayin, you need chalitza. Uvet Safra Hadarbe, but when you weren't paying attention in the morning, he was Chayzer, and he said an Eishes Kayin does not need chalitza. Amarle, so he said to him, Sharitu, really? Rava, meaning Rav Masharshia says to Rava, he permitted Eishes Kayin not to do chalitza, ye rava de tishraf tarba. So it should be the will of God that he's going to permit chilev as well. In other words, mattering the eishes koyein from having chalitza, saying that she doesn't need chalitza, you'll come to say that fat is mutter as well.
So,
he's saying that if you believe that Rava holds that case is mutter, that's not properly mutter. And saying that's mutter, you'll come to matter something that's even more, that even more should be prohibited. In other words, he holds this is wrongfully mutter, maybe not as extreme as mattering chelev, but mattering an eishes koyein, this woman may have given birth to a Eino ben Kayama, and therefore she needs chalitza. And the fact that she's an Eishes Kohen is not enough of a reason to say that she doesn't need chalitza. Okay, so in other words, I think the point is Ravina says to Rav Masharshia, because Ravina really believes that Eishes Kohen should be mutter, and Rav Masharshia says back, no, I don't believe it should be mutter, and because it's wrongfully mutter, he's going to come to matter something which is even more wrongfully, he's going to come to matter something that should really, really be answered, which is chilev. But regarding this point, Rav Misharshia is of the opinion that it's wrong to say Eishes Kayen does not need chalitza. So now, going back to Rav Ashi's kasha to Rav Oishia, Rav Ashi asked Rav Oishia, Hacha, over here, Gabe Mu'uberes Chavero, Menekes Chavero, we were discussing that if someone marries the pregnant woman of their friend or the nursing woman of their friend, Hanesua L'Koyen, and now the person who marries her is a Koyen. So in other words, we know you're not to marry Mu'uberes, you're not to marry Menekes Chavero, you have to wait 3 months. Or actually, you have to wait more than 3 months. You have to wait until she stops nursing or she's no longer pregnant. Now, if you violate that, the opinion of Rav Meir was you have to divorce her and you can never take her back. The Chachamim say you just divorce her and then when it's Nagea, you take her back. But what about if she's an Eishes Kayin? Do we say, Mai, mi avid rabbanan, in other words, here, where it's the pregnant woman of your friend or the meinekes chaveroi, hanesua l'koin, she's married to koin. Mai, what's halach? Mi avod rabbanon takanta l'koin oiloi. Do the rabbanon make a takana for a koin, or do they not? In other words, maybe the rabbanon say that if she is a eishes koin, in other words, if the koin married her, even though he wasn't allowed to, we're not going to force her to get divorced. Because then she's not going to be able to remarry him. Meaning the same way in Ravina. Ravina holds that if you wrongfully marry a woman who is a Yavama who is pregnant, and the child dies within 30 days, so he may have been a Ben Kayama. So the same way Ravina holds, if she's an Eishes Koyen, she doesn't do Chalitza. Why? Because then he can't take her back. Right? In this case, in other words, a Koyen, a Koyen did was Mekadesh, a woman who gave birth, who's a Yavama, who gave birth to a child who died within 30 days. So he's the Yavam. The Yavam apparently is the Koyen. And he married this woman, and this woman may have been an Eishes Ach. However, if we say, since the kid may not have been a Ben Kayama, if you give her Chalitza, you will not be able to. In other words, what's the concern over here? What are we worried about over here? This is going on in Mishnah, where the son of the Yavama died within 30 days, and then she marries Lashuk. In other words, she's not marrying the Yavam, she's marrying Stamagai, she's marrying Lashuk. And the guy happens to be a Kayin. So if we say that she needs chalitza, he's not going to be able to marry her. So the same way over there, Ravina is lenient with a Kohen, and Ravina says that if a Kohen marries her, that a Kohen does not have to give her chalitza. In other words, if the Kohen married her, the same way Ravina says that we're not going to make him give chalitza because then he will not be able to stay with her, maybe in this case, if the one who married the Mu'uberes or the Meinekes is a Koyen, maybe we should not require him to divorce her, otherwise he's not going to be able to take her back. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. Amarle Hachi Hashta. In other words, this is not a good analogy. Just because Ravina is lenient and he says that the man does not have to give her a Chalitza, because that would make it that she's usher to him, that doesn't necessarily apply in the case of Mu'uberes Chaveroi or Meinekes Chaveroi. Why? Amar lei hachi hashta, bishlam ahasam, bishlam over there. Kivan de Ikar Rabbanan de Pligi Alei de Rav Shem Gamliel. Since the rabbis argue on Rav Shem Gamliel, because even though Rav Shem Gamliel is of the opinion that Kol Sheshah Ba'Adam Lam Yom Inar Nefa, but Loisha is a Sveika, the Rabbanan argue on Rav Shem Gamliel. They say Afa Gav de Loisha Vlad Ma'al Yahava. The Rabbanan are of the opinion that the child, since the child did not display any signs of being a Nefel, the child is a Vlad Ma'alya. So therefore we could be lenient with an Eshes Kayan and say, you don't need Chalitza. You know why? Because there is a minority view to rely on. Who's the minority view? The Chachamim. The Chachamim are of the opinion that the kid is for sure a Ben Kayama. Kivan de'ika de'pligi alei de Roshim Gamliel. Since Rabbanan arguing Roshim Gamliel, the Amri, they say, Afa gav deloy shav, even though you didn't delay, Vlad ma'ayahava, it's a good child. Gav eishas koyin, by an eishas koyin, kivan deloy afshar. Since it is not possible, meaning by the case of eishas koyin, where you marry Mubaras Chaveroi or Menekes Chaveroi, Kivan Dulay Afshar, where there's no other view. Either Rav Meir holds you have to be divorced and you can never remarry, or the Chachamim say you have to be divorced, Abdinan Karabanan, you follow the Rabbanan. In other words, like this, excuse me. But over there, since you have the opinion of the Rabbanan that argue Rav Shem Gamliel, and they say, even though you didn't delay, it's a Vlad Ma'al Yaha. So, Gabe Eishas Koyin, Kiman Dulay Afshar Avdin Karban, by Eishas Koyin, where it's not possible to do Chalitza, because then it would be rendering him Usur to her forever. So you don't have to do Chalitza. Avul Hachabit over here, Kaman Navid, who are you going to follow? Ikira Meir, if you're going to follow a Meir, Ha'amar, Yoitzi Vlay Asar, Elamas, her Meir holds, you get divorced and you can never take her back. Ikra Abanan, and if it's you're going to follow the Rabbanan, Ha'amri Beget. The rabbis still say you need to get. In other words, there's a major distinction between the case of someone, a child who dies within 30 days, and the case of Muberes Ameinekes Chavero. A child who dies within 30 days, there is a minority view, namely the Rabbanan, who you could rely on, and the Rabbanan say that since the child was not ill or anything, we assume the child is a Vlad Ma'alya, and since the child is assumed to be a Vlad Ma'alya, therefore, there is such an opinion to rely on and to say that you don't have to do Chalitza to an Eishes Koyein. Masha Ein Kein, by the case of Mubaras Menekes Chaveroi, according to Rav Meir, it's even more stringent. According to Rav Meir, you even have to, you can never take her back. And according to Rabbanan, you still need a get. Okay. Next case, Itmar. Kidsha betoich shloisha ubarach. Let's say a man married Menekes Chaveroi or Muberas Chaveroi, which you're not allowed to do. And if you do that, we in the Rabbanan, we make you divorce her until what? Until she's no longer pregnant or nursing. What's the halacha if you marry her and then you scram, you run away? In other words, why would that be any lenient? Maybe in that case, we would not force you to divorce her. Why not? Because since you're running away, so that shows that you're not going to do the nesuin. Now, the halacha is, the reason you're not allowed to marry a woman within 3 months is because we have to determine who the father is. So, but because you're not allowed to marry a woman within 3 months, because you're not allowed to do nesuin within 3 months, we say you're not allowed to do kiddushin either. But let's say a guy did kiddushin, so normally we say you have to get divorced because you're going to come to do nesuin. But what if a guy did kiddushin and then he skedaddled, he ran away? Says the Gemara, Itmar kitcha b'tach shloisha barach. So if he ran away, he indicates he's not going to be doing nesuin. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Rafram. We have a machloikas Rav Acha and Rafram. Chad Omar misham tinalei. One man, the Omar says, we put him in cherem. V'chad Omar iruke mistaye. And one man, the Omar says, the fact that he ran away is enough, is sufficient enough for us to be sort of for us to be confident that, in fact, he will not do nisuin. So have a uvda v'omerluhu Rafram Iruka Mistaya. There was a story, and Rafram Taka Paskin, his running away is sufficient. Okay. Next case. Safik ben Tesha. If somebody gets married to Yivama, and she turns out to be Muberes, and you don't know about the child. We don't know if the child is 9 months to the first guy, and in that case you lived with Eshesach, or 7 months to the second guy and he's your child, you have to divorce her. The Vlad is Kasher Mimanavshach. Either it's the first guy's child or it's your child. And you have to bring an Asham Talay. Frek the Gemara, why do you bring an Asham Talay? Why don't we follow the Rav? Most women give birth after 9 months, so in all probability, this kid is the kid of the deceased, and therefore we should presume you lived with an Eishas Ach. Safek ben Tesha, Amar Le Rava, Le Rav Nachman, Rava said to Rav Nachman, Lema, Halach Achar Rav Nashim. Why don't we say we're going to follow most women? V'Rav Nashim, Letisha Yaldan, most women give birth after 9 months. Says Gemara, Amar Le, Nashe Didan L'Shiva Yaldan. Our wives give birth after 7 months. Meaning a lot of women give birth after 7 months. This is what Rav Nachman said, that our wives give birth after 7 months. So Rava said, good for your wives. Your wives make up the majority of the world. Amar Le, Nashe Didchu HaVerubad Alma. Your wives are the majority of the world. The bottom line is, most women give birth after 9 months. So Rav should be enough to say you bring a Karban Chatos, because we should presume he lived with an Eishes Ach that has no heter, than an Asham Taloi. Amar Le Hachi Kamin, Rav Nachman said, this is what I meant to say. Rav Nashim Yaldan Latisha. Most women give birth after 9 months. Umiyat L'Sheva, a minority of women give birth after 7 months. V'chal Hayoyledes Latisha. And anyone who gives birth after 9 months, ubra nikar l'shlish yameh. Meaning most women give birth after 9 months, a few after seven. But anyone who gives birth after 9 months, her pregnancy will be recognizable after a third of the time. Like it says by Tamar, vahi kimishloish chadashim. And this woman, Vizu Halvalai Hukar Ubara, this woman, her Ubar was not recognized. So Israel Aruba, the Roiv, was weakened. By the way, could someone answer the following question? What's the halacha if a man dies without children? Presumably, how long do you have to wait to marry the Yavama? Three months or longer?
Way longer.
Because maybe she's pregnant.
But she's going to be noticeable supposedly at 3 months. Maybe she's going to show.
Did we have anywhere that you're allowed to get married to Yavama after 3 months?
From the first mission in the Perek, because it's Nimtza Mu'beres, so that has to be within the 9 months.
I mean, do you need to wait longer than 3 months?
Why more than 3 months?
Maybe she's pregnant.
But she's going to show it 3 months.
But that's only Rav. Are you allowed to rely on that Rav? Where does the Rambam say that? Read.
Read.
I don't think we had that in the Gemara. By the way, we had on Lamed Vav the idea of waiting 9 months. Tosfos on the Mishnah said, Nimtza Muberes is within 3 months, because after 3 months, why would you be Chayva Karban? Most women, you could rely on the Rav.
If she ends up being pregnant, you're not marrying her anyway, right? Because there's no mitzvah of Yibam, she has a child.
Right, okay. So, but you violated a Kari, so you're allowed to rely on a Rav and take your chances with based on the Rav? Here, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that most women give birth after 9 months, a few after 7. Anyone who gives birth after 9 months, it would be recognized. And this one, since it's not recognizable, Isra La Ruba, the Roiv is weakened. So in that case, if anyone who is gives birth after 9 months is recognizable after 3... so then she must be yours. So why do you have to bring a carbon also? You call yours a tishu ubara. Nikol shishamel ha medoloyho kol shishamel ubara vade bar shul basarahu. It must be your kid, the second guy's kid. Elaima roiv ha yoledes a tishu ubara nikol shishamel. Not every woman who gives birth after 9 months, the ubara is nikar after 3 months. V'hai medoloyho kol shishamel israel aruba. And this one, since her ubara was not recognizable after 3 months, the Roiv is weakened. So the truth is, we really don't know. On the one hand, Roiv women give birth after 9 months. On the other hand, most women who give birth after 9 months, we recognize it after 3 months. And this one, we didn't. So it's really a 50-50, and therefore you're bringing Hashem Talai. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught. Remember the first kid? The first kid is Vadai Kosher, because if he's the son of the first one, then great, if he's the son of the second one, also great. Mimanav Shach, the kid is good. The only thing is, you may have lived with an Eishes Ach that doesn't have a heter. But what if you stayed with this woman and you had a second kid? Now, if you stay with this woman, that means you might be living with a Safek Eishes Ach. Tan Rabbanan, Rishain Roy Leah is Kain Gadol. The first kid is Roy to be the Kain Gadol. Vesheni mamzer misafik. The second kid is a mamzer out of doubt. Mamzer misafik. Pashup shah mamzer misafik is, the second kid is a safik mamzer. If the first kid was the kid of the deceased, then the second kid is a mamzer. If the first kid was the kid of the second one, so the second kid is a kashri yid. So the second one is a safik mamzer. Blazer ben Yaakov says there's no mamzer misafik. What does that mean? My kamar. What's Blazer ben Yaakov saying? Amar bay hachi kamar. Rishon roi Leah is kain gadol. The first one is right to be kain gadol. V'sheni, and the second one safek mamzer is a safek mamzer va'aser b'mamzeres. And a safek mamzer can't marry a mamzeres. A safek mamzer cannot marry a kosher woman. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, Einoi Safek Mamzer. The second one is not a Safek Mamzer. That we say you're a Safek Mamzer, so you can't marry a Mamzer and you can't marry a regular woman. Rather, the second one is Elavadei Mamzer Mutar Mamzer. So the second one is treated like a Vadei Mamzer, and the second one could marry a Mamzeres. So Abayi is of the opinion that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that we treat it like a suffik mamzer and it's mutter b'mamzeres. Rava Amar, no, just the opposite. Hachi Kamar, that the Tanakama says Rishon Roy Leah's Kohen Gadol v'Sheni, and the second one, not mamzer misafik, mamzer vaday misafik. Not that you're a suffik mamzer, you're a vaday mamzer misafik or mutter b'mamzeres. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Amar ein vaday mamzer misafik. There's no such thing as a certain mamzer misafik, el a safik mamzer. The kid is a safik mamzer va'aser b'mamzeres, and is aser to a mamzeres. So while Rabbi Lezer, while in the world of Abaye, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that it's a Vade Mamzer mi Safek, Rava says, Rabbi Lezer says, Safek Mamzer. What do they argue about? Because we know that we always want to paskin like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Mishnas, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Kav Venaki. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov did not teach a lot, but whatever he taught was sifted and very accurate. The Kamiflagi b'Rabbi Elazar, they argue about Rabbi Elazar. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Vadon b'Vadon Mutter. Meaning the Machlokes Abaye and Rav Rashi explains whether Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Matir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Asers. They're arguing about Rabbi Elazar. Avadai bevadais, avadai mamzer, avadai mamzer mutter. Vadon besafik avadai mamzer and a safik mamzer, besafik bevadon or safik mamzer and avadai mamzer. Ah, and Philip wants to know, sveikon besveikon aser. A safik besafik is aser. This is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Vadan bevadan muters, vaday besafik bevaday sag besafik is aser. V'yelohein sveikon, the following are a safik. Shtuki, asufi v'kusi. A shtuki is, ma, where's dad? Shh. We don't talk about him. V'asufi is a kid, we don't know who the father or mother is. He was gathered in. Vikusi is a Kuthite. Someone who doesn't believe in the Yitar Shabbal Peh. All of these cases are Sveikos. Rabbi Lezer holds that you can't marry them. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Halacha K'Rabbi Lezer. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav the Halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. Safek besafek safek bevadeh vadi besafek is Aser. That's the opinion of Rav. Safek besafek safek bevadeh is Aser. When he said it before Shmuel, when Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Shmuel, before Shmuel, Amar Li, Shmuel said to me, Hillel Shana, Hillel Torah, Sar Yuchsin Alami Bavel. The beginning of the fourth parak of Kedushin. 10 types of lineage arose from Bavel. Kaihani, Levi, V'Yisraeli, Chaloli are disqualified Kaihanim. Geri, converts, Harure, an Eved who is freed, Mamzeri, a Mamzer, Nasini, a Nasin, Shasuki, Asufi, Vikulan, Mutarin, Lavoi, Zebezeh. They're all allowed to marry each other. Now, what does it mean they're all allowed to marry each other? A regular Koyin can't marry a Mamzer. It means each one can marry the one next to them. A Koyin can marry Yisrael. Yisrael, a Koyin can marry a Levi. A Levi can marry Yisrael. A Koyin Levi can marry Yisrael. Yisrael can marry a Cholal and a Ger. Or an Evan Meshuchrar. A Ger and an Evan Meshuchrar can marry a Mamzer and a Sin and a Shtuki Va'asufi. That means a Vadai can marry a Safik. That's the opinion of Hillel. So Hillel says a Vadai can marry a Safik, a Safik can marry a Vadai. Va'ad Amrin Allah Kreb Lazar. And you say that Allah is like Kreb Lazar, that a Safik can't marry a Safik? So Rav holds a Safik cannot marry a Safik can't marry a Vadai, and Shmuel says they could. Abaye savar la k'Shmuel. Abaye holds like Shmuel that a Safek could marry a Vadai. And therefore, Abaye wants to establish Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov like Shmuel. That's why Abaye says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Eino Safek mamzer l'vadai mamzer mutar b'mamzeres. Because Abaye holds like Shmuel, d'amr halacha k'Hillel. He says Allah is like Hillel, Umuki la Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aliva de Hochasa, and he wants to make Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov fit in according to the halacha. Ki hechidolei tikshi hochasa hochasa. So you don't have a steer in halacha between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Hillel, who says in the world of Shmuel that a safek can marry a vadai. Rava, on the other hand, he holds like Rav that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, who says, Avadai can't marry a Safek, Safek can't marry Avadai. The Omer halacha Rabbi Elazar, Umukila l'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Ali, but the halacha, he wants to establish Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov according to the halacha, that Ein Vadai Mamzer Misafek, Ala Safek Mamzer Vasar Mamzeres. Everybody wants to make Rav Elazar ben Yaakov fit in according to halacha. The only thing is, Abaye holds halacha is like Shmuel, that the halacha is like Hillel, that a Safek can marry a Vadai. And therefore, Abaye says, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, Safek can marry a Vadai. Rava holds like Rav, that a Safek cannot marry a Vadai. And therefore, he establishes that a Safek cannot marry a Vadai, according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So that you're not left with a stira in halachais. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will do Amud Beis Thursday night. Thanks everyone for joining. Be Matzliach. Have a great evening. And we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, big good Shir Parshas Beshalach, Tu Beshvat. Have a great night.
Thank you. Happy night.
Any chedushim?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.